Don't you creep, take one.
I was the master's best friend. He was the only man I knew. It's been a tall harvest that he turned us all on to. But my lips are sealed by history, and my tale I cannot tell. My name is a Judas Iscariot, and my home address is hell. My home address is hell. So baby, don't you grieve after me. No, 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 don't you grieve after me. And baby, don't you grieve after me. No, 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 don't you grieve after me. And baby, don't you grieve after me. It was 2 hours gone midnight when he called me to side. He said, hey Jude, I need you, boy, I need you to take a ride. You have to tell those guys downtown that my time is long overdue. And wait a minute, Jude, don't stick around, cause nobody's gonna dig you. Baby, nobody's gonna love you. And baby, don't you grieve after me. No, 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 don't you grieve after me. And baby, don't you grieve after me. No, 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 don't you grieve after me. And baby, don't you grieve me when I'm here. Don't you grieve me when I'm gone. Now you got all the silver and no forgiveness in your hearts. And I got 20 feet of rope to end just where your guessing game starts. I've got endless books to write you, but my tale I cannot tell. Cause the only way if you're living in the same hell, if you're living in the same hell, if you're living in the same hell. So baby, don't you grieve after me. No, 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 don't you grieve after me. Baby, don't you grieve after me. No, 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 don't you grieve after me. Baby, don't you grieve after me.
Trying to say with it and what it is meant to be saying. So far as anybody can be meant to be saying anything with anything, you know what I mean. Anyway, what I was going to say is that this is a song that I wrote probably as a slightly desperate move. I don't know. I thought it was necessary at the time. I thought it was necessary for somebody to say it to the Ian Pates and, you know, that mob, the white men. What I was going to say as an illustration is that you can always tell the difference between a rich country and a poor country, because in the poor country, the people get together with the dogs and the sun and the kids and the dirt and the shit, you know, in the village square or wherever it is, and sit and listen to the music, and the music reaches strange and glorious and very fast full heights, and the people all dig it, and even the kids dig it, and it's a great scene, and even the dogs dig it, and the whole sky digs it, and infinity, man, you know, Christ. You know, and everybody sort of collapses afterwards in a fit of satisfaction. You know, but in the rich country, it's different. They all pay to see somebody who is stuck on to a stage, and the whole ugly commercial act of Christ, you know what it is, goes on in front of you. And not only that, you pay to see it. And not only that, but most of the time in a rich country, you can't hear yourself for the people talking around you. that's where they're all, you're on the record, man. Striking a match. That's where they're all, that's where they're all bending over each other to tell each other how good you are, or how bad you are, or how sloppy they thought you were tonight, or you wasn't together at all tonight, was he? Or I don't dig his scene at all, or I can't get into him at all.